The play with text. Scene 1. The fireman's forecastle of a transatlantic liner, an hour after sailing from New York for the voyage across. Tiers of narrow steel bunks, 3 deep on all sides. An entrance in rear, benches on the floor before the bunks. The room is crowded with men shouting, cursing, laughing, singing, a confused inchoate uproar swelling into a sort of unity, a meaning, the bewildered, furious, baffled defiance of a beast in a cage. Nearly all the men are drunk. Many bottles are passed from hand to hand. All are dressed in dungaree, trousers and heavy ugly shoes. Some wear vests, but the majority are stripped to the waist. The treatment of this scene, or of any other scene in the play, should by no means be naturalistic. The effect sought after is a cramped space in the bowels of a ship, imprisoned white steel. The lines of bunks, the uprights supporting them, cross each other like the steel framework of a cage. The ceiling crushes down upon the men's heads. They cannot stand upright. This accentuates the natural stopping posture which shoveling coal and the resultant overdevelopment of back and shoulder muscles have given them. The men themselves should resemble those pictures in which the appearance of Neanderthal, Neanderthal man is guessed at. All are hairy chested, with long arms of tremendous power and low receding brows above their small, fierce, resentful eyes. All the civilized white races are represented, but except for the slight differentiation in color of hair, skin, eyes, all these men are alike. The curtain raises on a tumult of sound. Yank is seated in the foreground. He seems broader, fiercer, more truculent, more powerful, more sure of himself than the rest. They respect his superior strength, the grudging respect of fear. Then too, he represents to them a self-expression, the very last word in which they are their most highly developed individual. Voices, give me drink, dare you? I have a wet salute. Gissendate, skoal, drunk as the Lord God stiffen you. Here's how, luck, pass back that bottle, damn you, pouring it down his neck. Oh, froggy, where the devil have you been? La Torin, I hit him smash in yaw. By God, Jenkins, the first, he's a rotten swine, and the coppers nabbed him. And I run. I like peer better. I don't pig head give you. A slut, I am saying, she robbed me a slave. To hell with them all, you are a bloody liar. Say dot again, commotion. Two men about to fight are pulled apart. No scraping down tonight. She who's the best man, bloody Dutchman, tonight on the forward square, I'll bet on Dutchy. He packet a wallop, I tell you, shut up, whoop. No fighting, mateys, we are all chums, ain't we? A voice starts bawling a song, beer, beer, glorious beer, fill yourself right up to here. Yank, for the first time seeming to take notice of the uproar about him, turns around threateningly in a tone of contemptuous authority. Choke off that noise. Where did you get that beer stuff? Beer, hell. Beer's for goyles and Dutchmen. me for something, wick a kick to it. Give me a drink, one of yours, guy. Several bottles are eagerly offered. He takes a tremendous gulp at one of them, then, keeping the bottle in his hand, glares belligerently at the owner, who hastens to acquiesce in this robbery by saying, "All righto, Yank, keep it and have another." Yank contemptuously turns his back on the crowd again. For a second, there is an embarrassed silence. Then, voices, "We must be passing the hook. She's a beginning to roll to it. 6 days in hell and then Southampton. By the Jesus, I wish somebody take my first watch for me. Getting seasick, squarehead. Drink up and forget it. Drink up and forget it. What's in your bottle? Gin, Dot's knicker drink. Absinthe, it's doped. You will go off your chump, froggy. Cochon, whiskey, that's the ticket. Where's Paddy? Going asleep? Sing us that whiskey song, Paddy." They all turn to an old, wizened Irishman who is dozing very drunk on the benches forward. His face is extremely monkey-like with all the sad, patient pathos of that animal in his small eyes. "Sing us the song, Caruso Pet. He's getting old. The drink is too much for him. He's too drunk." Paddy, blinking about him, starts to his feet resentfully, swaying, holding on to the edge of a bunk. "I am never too drunk to sin. This only when I am dead to the world, I did be wish to sing at all." With a sort of sad contempt, Whiskey Johnny, "Do you want a chanty? Do you want? Now that's a queer wish from the ugly like of you, God help you. But no matter," he starts to sing in a thin, nasal, doleful tone. "Oh, whiskey is the life of man. Whiskey, oh Johnny," they all join in on this. "Oh, whiskey is the life of man. Whiskey for my Johnny," again chorus. "Oh, whiskey drove my old man mad. Whiskey, oh Johnny. Oh, whiskey drove my old man mad. Whiskey for my Johnny." Yank, again turning around scornfully. "Oh, hell, I nix on that old sailing ship stuff. All that bull is dead, see? And you are dead too. You damned old harp on you. Don't know it. Take it easy, see? Give us a rest. Nix on the loud noise with a kinnickle grin. Can't you see I am trying to think?" All repeating the word after him as one with the same cynical, amused mockery. "Think," the chorus voice has a brazen metallic quality, as if their throats are phonograph horns. It is followed by a general uproar of hard, barking laughter. Voices, "Don't be cracking your head with you, Yank. You get headache." By Yungo, "One thing about it, it rhymes with drink. Ha ha ha. Drink, don't think. Drink, don't think. Drink, don't think." A whole chorus of voices has taken up this refrain, stamping on the floor, pounding on the benches with fists. Yank, taking a gulp from his bottle, good naturally, "All right, can the noise? I got you the first time." The uproar subsides. A very drunken, sentimental tenor begins to sing. "Far away in Canada, far across the sea, there's a lass who fondly waits, making a home for me." Yank, fiercely contemptuous. "Shut up, you loosey boob. Where did you get that tripe? Home? Home, hell. I will make a home for you. I will knock you dead. Home. The hell with home. Why did you get that tripe? This is home, see. Why did you want with home?" Proudly, "I ran away from mine, from when I was a kid. On you too glad to beat it, that was me. Home was lickings for me, that's all. But you can bet your shoit, no one ain't never licked me since. Want to try it, any of you? Who? I guess not." In a more placated but still contemptuous tone, "Gaul's waiting for you. Who? Oh hell, that's all tripe. They don't wait for no one. They did double cross you for a nickel. They are all tarts, get me? Threaten them rough, that's me. To hell with them tarts, that's what the whole bunch of them." Long, very hard, jumps on a bench excitedly, gesticulating with a bottle in his hand. "Listen here, comrades, Yank here is right. He says this here's stinking ship is our home. And he says as home is hell. And he's right. This is hell. We live in hell, comrades, and right enough we will die in it, rigging. And who's their blame? I ask you. We ain't. We wasn't born this rotten way. All men is born free and equal. That's in a bleeding Bible, mateys. But what did they care for the Bible? Damn lazy, blotted swine. What travels first, cabin? Damn's the ones. They dragged us down till we are only wage slaves in the bowels of a bloody ship. Waiting, burning up, eating coal. Hits them, their blame, the damned capitalist class." There had been a gradual murmur of contemptuous resentment rising among the men until he is interrupted by a storm of catcalls, hisses, boos, hard laughter. Voices, "Turn it off, shut up, sit down, close the face, damn fool." Yank, standing up and glaring at Long, "Sit down before I knock you down." Long makes haste to efface himself. Yank goes on contemptuously. "The Bible? Who? The capitalist class? Who? Or nix on that Salvation Army? Socialist bull? Get a soapbox, hire a hall. Come and be saved. Who? Jerk us to Jesus. Who? Oh, Jivan, I have listened to lots of guys like you. See, you are all wrong. Want to know what I think? You ain't no good for no one. You are the bunk. You ain't got no knife, get me? You are yellow, that's what. Yellow, that's you. Say, what's them slobs in the first cabin got to with us? We are better men than they are, ain't we? Sure, one of us guys could clean up the whole mob with one mitt. Put one of them down here for one watch in the stock hole. What did happen? They did carry him off on a stretcher. Them boys don't amount to nothing. They are just baggage. Who makes this old tub run? Ain't it us guys? Well then, we belong, don't we? We belong and they don't. That's all. A loud chorus of approval. Yank goes on. As for this being hell, oh nuts, you lost your nerve. That's what? This is a man's job, get me? It belongs. It runs disturb, no stiffs need apply, but you are a stiff, see? You are yellow, that's you. Voices with a great heart pride in them. Righto, a man's job, talk is cheap, long, he never could hold up his end. Devil take him, Yanks right, we make it go. By God, Yanks say right thing. We don't need no one crying over us. Making speeches, throw him out. Yellow, chuck him overboard. I will break his jaw for him. They crowd only long, threateningly. Yank, half good-natured again, contemptuously. Oh, take it easy. Leave him alone. He ain't worth a punch. Drink up. Here's how. Whoever owns this, he takes a long swallow from his bottle, all drink with him, in a flash all is hilarious, amiability again, back slapping, loud talk, etc. Paddy, who has been sitting in a blinking melancholy daze, suddenly cries out in a voice full of old sorrow, we belong to this, you are saying? We make the ship to go, you are saying? Era then, that Almighty God have pity on us. His voice runs into the wail of a keen, he rocks back and forth on his bench. The men stare at him, startled and impressed in spite of themselves. Oh, to be back in the fine days of my youth, Ochcon. Oh, there was fine beautiful ships, damn days, clippers with tall mast touching the sky, fine strong man in them, man that was sons of the sea as if it was the mother that bore them. Oh, the clean skins of them and the clear eyes, the straight backs and full chest of them. Brave men they was and bold men surely. We did be sailing out, bound down round the horn maybe. We did be making sail in the down with a fair breeze, singing a chanting song with no care to it. And astern, the land would be sinking low and dying out, but we did give it no heed but a love and never a look behind. For the day that was enough for we was free men, and I am thinking these only slaves do be giving heed to the day that's gone or the day to come until they are old like me, with a sort of religious exaltation. Oh, to be scudding south again with the power of the trade wind driving her on steady through the nights and days, I full sail on her. Nights and days, nights when the foam of the wake would be flaming with fire, when the sky did be blazing and winking with stars, or the full of the moon maybe, then you did see her driving through the grey nights, her sails stretching aloft all silver and white, not a sound on the deck, the lot of us dreaming dreams, till you did believe there was no real ship at all, you was on what a ghost ship, like the Flying Dutchman, they say does be roaming the seas for every more without touching a port. And there was the days too, a warm sun on the clean decks, sun warming the blood of you, and wind over the miles of shiny green ocean like strong drink to your lungs. Work, hard work, but who did mind that at all? Sure, you worked under the sky, and this was work with skill and daring to it, and with the day done in the dog watch, smoking me pipe at ease, The lookout would be rising land, maybe, and we did see the mountains of South America with the red fire of the setting sun painting their white tops and the clouds floating by them. His tone of exaltation ceases. He goes on mournfully. Yera, what's the use of talking? This dead man's whisper. To Yank resentfully, this was damn days, man belonged to ships. Not now. This was damn days. A ship was part of the sea and a man was part of a ship and the sea joined all together and made it one. Scornfully, is it one with this you did be? Yank, black smoke from the funnels, smudging the sea, smudging the decks, the bloody engines pounding and throbbing and shaking with devil a sight of sun or a breath of clean air, choking our lungs with coal dust, breaking our backs and hurts in the hell of the stockhole, feeding the bloody furnace, feeding our lives along with the coal, I am thinking caged in by steel from a sight of the sky like bloody apes in the zoo. With a harsh laugh, oho, devil mend you, is it to belong to that you are wishing? Is it a flesh and blood wheel of the engines you did be? Yank, who has been listening with a contemptuous sneer, barks out the answer. Sure thing, that's me, what's about it? Paddy, as if to himself, with great sorrow, me time is past due. That's a great wave, with sun in the heart of it, may sweep me over the side sometime. I did be dreaming of the days that's gone. Yank, oh, you crazy mink. He springs to his feet and advances on Paddy threateningly, then stops fighting some queer struggle within himself, lets his hands fall to his sides contemptuously. Oh, take it easy. You are all right at that. You are bugs, that's all, nutty, as a cuckoo. All that tripe you been pulling, oh, that's all right. All on you, it's dead, get me? You don't belong no more, see? You don't get the stuff. You are too old. Disgustly. But I'll say come up for air once in a while, can't you? See what's happened since you croaked. He suddenly burst forth vehemently, growing more and more excited. Say, sure I meant it. What did hell? Say, lemme talk. Hey, you old harp. Hey, you guys. Say, listen to me. Wait a moment, I gotta talk, see. I belong and he don't. He is dead, but I am living. Listen to me, sure I am part of the engines. Why the hell not? They move, don't they? They are speed, ain't they? They smash trouble, don't they? 25 knocks a hour, that's going some. That's new stuff, that belongs. But him, he's too old. He gets dizzy. Say, listen, all that crazy tripe about nights and days, all that crazy tripe about stars and moons, all that crazy tripe about suns and winds, fresh air, and the rest of it, oh hell, that's all a dope dream, hitting the pipe of the past, that's what he's doing. He's old and don't belong no more. दरवाजा बंद कर दो. But me, I am young. I am in the pink. I move with it. It get me. I mean the thing that's the guts of all this. It plows trouble. All the tribe he's been saying. It blows that up. It knocks that dead. It slams that often he face of the point. It gets me. The engines and the coal and the smoke and all the rest of it. He can't breathe and shallow cold dust, but I can see. That's fresh air for me. That's food for me. I am new, get me. Hell in the Stockhole. Sure, it takes a man to work in hell. Hell sure, that's my favorite climate. I eat it up. I get fat on it. It's me makes it hot. It's me makes it roll. It's me makes it move. Sure, on you for me, everything stops. It all goes dead, get me? The noise and smoke and all the genins moving the world, they stop. They ain't nothing no more. That's what I'm saying. Everything else that makes the world move, something makes it move. It can't move without someone else. See, day you get down to me, I am at the bottom, get me? They ain't nothing further. I am the end, I am the start. I start someone and the world moves. It deaths me, the new deaths murdering the old. I am the thing in coal that makes me boiling. I am steam and oil for the engines. I am the thing in noise that makes you hear it. I am smoke and express trains and steamers and factory whistles. I am the thing in gold that makes it money, and I am what makes iron into steel. Steel that stands for the whole thing, and I am steel, steel, steel. I am the muscles in steel, the punch behind it. He says this, he pounds with his fist against the steel bunks. All the men roused to a pitch of frenzied self-glorification by his speech do likewise. There is a deafening metallic roar through which Yank's voice can be heard bellowing, "Slaves, hell!" Yank continued, "We run the whole works, all the rich guys that thinking they are something, they ain't nothing, they don't belong. They don't belong, but us guys, we are in the move, we are at the bottom, the whole thing is us." Paddy, from the start of Yang's speech, has been taking one gulp after another from his bottle, at first frighteningly, as if he were afraid to listen, then desperately, as if to drown his senses, but finally has achieved complete indifferent, even amused drunkenness. Yank sees his lips moving. He quells the uproar with a shout. "Hey, you guys, take it easy. Wait a moment. The nutty harp is saying something." Paddy is heard now, throws his head back with a mocking burst of laughter. "Ho, ho, ho." Yank, drawing back his fist with a snarl. "Oh, look out, you. You are giving the bark." Paddy begins to sing the Miller of Dee with enormous good nature. "I care for nobody, no, not I, and nobody cares for me." Yank, good-natured himself in a flash, interrupts Paddy with a slap on the bare back like a report. "That's the stuff. Now you are getting wise to something. Care for nobody, that's the dope. To hell with them all and nix on nobody else caring. I can care for myself, get me?" 8 bells sound muffled, vibrating through the steel walls as if some enormous brazen gong were embedded in the heart of a ship. All the men jump as mechanically, file through the door silently, close upon each other's heels in what is very like a prisoner's lockstep. Yank slaps Paddy on the back. "Our watch, you old harp," mockingly. "Come on down in hell, eat up the coal dust, drink in the heat. It's it, see, like, act like you liked it, you better or croak yourself." Paddy, with jovial defiance, "To the devil with it, I will not report this watch. Let them long me and be damned. I am no slave, the like of you. I will be sitting here at me ease and drinking and thinking and dreaming dreams." Yanked contemptuously, "Thinking and dreaming, what will that get you? What's thinking got to do with it? We move, don't we? Speed, ain't it? Fog, that's all you stand for, but we drive trouble, don't we? We split that up and smash. trouble 25 knocks a hour, turns his back on Paddy scornfully. Oh, you make me sick, you don't belong. He strides out the door in rear. Paddy hums to himself, blinking drowsily. Curtain. Act 1 finished.